Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Let me take this off. Get to see it all in real time here. All right. Coolio. All right. So what's going on? Now, I want to talk about a couple of things tonight. I'm pretty sure you saw the title on this one. And it's some touchy subjects, but I think it's worth us talking about them and us addressing these issues. But before I get into the topics of the evening, I want to talk about a post or a video that I posted earlier today talking about the coronavirus. As soon as I put that video out there, a lot of people started, like, per se, attacking one another about what information is out there. What information is being said, if I was even fear-mongering, could be further from the truth. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's coming. We're not even promised tomorrow, okay? Just to be clear, we need to look at information everywhere, and that includes everybody. If I'm telling you something that's taking place, then you need to go look it up for yourself. Don't take what I'm just saying and say, oh, because Will Johnson said it, it must be true. No, you go look it up. And at the same time, while you're looking up information, there's nothing wrong with being prepared because we don't know. The U.S. government, the military has 11 camps throughout the country waiting for the rush or waiting for it to hit here. Because last time I looked, there was 15 people. Have been diagnosed with this disease or this virus. And when I was doing a report, it was 16 now. When I was doing the report, it said 15. Then it went up 16 before I was even done. So we don't need to fight each other about how many people actually died. We just need to recognize that people are dying. We don't need to fight each other about who, how, where, when, who's infected. We just need to realize what's happening. And on top of everything, just prepare. Prepare, right? I mean, there's a reason why we buy insurance for vehicles, because we don't expect to get in an accident, but we prepare for the worst, right? Okay. All right, enough of that. So if you want to see that video, it's on the channel right now. Okay, so my first topic that I want to get into, this one is about Billy Graham. Billy Graham, he is, for those that don't know, I can't imagine anyone doesn't know who he is, but he is a biblical preacher. And he speaks out, and he's been around for a while, and he talks about the different things that's going on in our world today, and he's a Bible-believing Christian. Which is apparently a problem when it comes to those on the left, when it comes to those that don't like his point of view. And it's the same point of view that I have, but it's the point of the view. It's the point of view that comes directly from the Word of God. Now, I've never heard him say anything bad about people. He never came out and said this X, Y, Z about anyone that people shouldn't. You know, people should do X, Y, Z to other people because they live a certain lifestyle. He's never done that. There's no video of him saying that. Because if there was, they would most definitely show it everywhere. See, this is why he is so hateful. So what happened, and I got up on a screen right here. So what happened, he was going to the UK to do some engagements. Well, all seven of the venues in the United Kingdom that he was scheduled to do the speaking engagement have canceled on him. And the first time I heard that, I'm like, why would they cancel? He's not a bad guy. He doesn't talk about being violent towards anyone. He doesn't talk about, you know, hateful things. He doesn't do any of that. So they were like, so I had to go in here and I started looking at it. And it says they've been canceled because his biblical views on human sexuality and marriage. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? So it says Pastor Graham peddles controversial. And it's, this is the article, controversial, repulsive views about the LGBTQ plus people, which are in direct conflict with the values that they hold dear in Newcastle. See, they hold those values, you know, to high standards. And regardless, if you have a different point of view, then you should be removed from society. If you have the view of the Holy Bible, then you should not be able to speak your mind. You should not be able to be in the public venue. You should not be able to be on the social media platforms if you believe in the Holy Bible. That's exactly what they're saying here. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, This is happening in the UK, and we have someone right now that is running for office for the presidency in 2020 that believes people living a certain lifestyle should get priority over other people. And why do I say they should get priority? Well, because you have such a small number of people living this lifestyle compared to the rest of the world. But because there has been this movement to demonize anyone who says the different lifestyles are not good because the Bible says they are not good, we have been demonized. Now, I've never said just because someone's living a different lifestyle that we should be mean to them. No, just the opposite. Do we have to be mean to someone because someone is living a lifestyle that I disagree with? Absolutely not. To be honest with you, I don't even need to know about the lifestyle. Why do I need to know about your personal lifestyle? It's not about acceptance. Because can I accept you as a person? Do I need to know about your personal lifestyle to accept you as a person? Why do you have to push onto me the way you live? Now, if someone, a heterosexual male, is going around, or even a woman, not that a woman would do that, it's mainly men act, you know, men act manly or whatever, if you want to say that. But if a man is going around talking about this woman and that woman, he's been with this woman and been with that woman, I really don't want to hear it. I really don't. Even though I think women are the greatest thing that God has given man. So I still don't want to hear about a man going out doing various things to different women. I don't want to hear it. Same thing with someone living a certain lifestyle. I don't need to hear it. It's none of my business. So they canceled Billy Graham from speaking at these engagements in the UK. And like I was saying with Pete Buttigieg, if he becomes president, this, what is happening in the UK, is going to happen here in America. Now, with me saying that, I'm not telling you to or not to vote for Pete Buttigieg. But my opinion, he's the bad choice. He's the wrong choice for America. He's not what America needs. Even I did a video, even the top advisor, the former top advisor for Barack Hussein Obama, even came out and said that Pete Buttigieg is not experienced enough. He said that about Pete Buttigieg. This is Obama's former top advisor saying this about Pete Buttigieg. So, you know, of course, the Pete Buttigieg camp is not happy about it. But this, what is happening here in the UK, where they're canceling a pastor from going to speak about the word of God. See, that's what it comes down to. Billy Graham is going to talk about the word of God, but they canceled all seven venues. So they mean to tell me that Newcastle is completely against Christianity in the UK. Completely against Christianity. I mean, why not have them go to one? And they give the people the option to go to the one if they want to hear them. Why not leave it up to the people? And see, that's another thing, another issue that I have dealing with the whole Billy Graham thing, and it's all related. On social media, for example, I come on the social media with whatever platform it is, and I talk about different things that someone doesn't agree with. So because they don't agree with it, they find the need to shut me down so that no one can hear it. The same thing they did here in the UK with Billy Graham. Because someone doesn't want to hear what he has to say, they shut down the whole thing so no one can hear it. Sorry, Franklin Graham. Thank you, Franklin Graham. I'm saying Billy Graham. I'm thinking Billy Graham is dead. I apologize for that. Franklin Graham, he's trying to go to the UK. So Franklin, okay, yeah, I apologize, everybody. So Franklin Graham, so the point is that they want to shut him down. They want to shut him down because they don't want to hear what Franklin Graham has to say about the Bible. You understand that? So the same thing is going to happen here with Pete Buttigieg, because he doesn't believe that Christianity should follow along exactly what the Bible says. He's going to take the opportunity, if he becomes president, to change it. The Democrats have already done as much as they can already. So like I said, just because someone doesn't like what you're saying, why don't you leave it up to the people? If Franklin Graham went to the UK and was going to listen and preach, shouldn't the people have the choice if they want to listen to him or not? If they believe that he is so against people living a certain lifestyle, and it's probably not even it's like I'm not against people, I'm just against sin. I am a sinner myself. I am against sin. And then some people say, well, oh, well, now you're judging. You're judging. You know, and the Bible is completely clear. When it says you should not judge, it's talking about you judging someone for the same acts that you do yourself. You understand that? So, for example, I'm sitting there telling someone, you know what? Don't shoot up that heroin. And then someone turns it to me and says, don't judge me. But I don't do heroin. You understand? That's the difference. So when people constantly sit there and tell you don't judge, and you can reply back to them, say, you know what? I don't do that. And you feel that I'm judging you, is because you feel and you know what you're doing is wrong. That's what it comes down to. So Franklin Graham canceled in the UK. I guarantee if I probably went to the UK, they probably canceled me as well, instead of giving the people the choice. And it's really frustrating that you come on social media and you just talk freely because you about whatever it is, and they shut you down because somebody doesn't like it. So you don't get the opportunity to listen to it. Shouldn't it be your decision? Why is it not your decision? I go onto my channel, Facebook, YouTube, other platforms, Twitter, DLive, Periscope, Twitch. And what happens, and it's, and you know, Mark Zuckerberg said it when he was on the Hill. You have people that are in the Silicon Valley that are 100% liberal. He admitted it. He said they're liberal. He said they're all liberal here. So as a result, being a conservative, they want to remove your voice. They want to remove your voice. Thank you, Billy. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was saying Billy Graham, and I kept thinking Billy Graham because I'm a little more familiar with Billy Graham. I used to watch Billy Graham and listen to Billy Graham, rather, before Franklin Graham. And that's why I kept saying that. So thank you for the correction. I'm not perfect. Okay, so let me go on to the next story here. Now, this next story goes right along with how the left doesn't like me talking about what I'm talking about. And again, I'm not being mean, okay? I'm not being mean. I don't, there's no benefit for me to be mean to people. So if you feel that I'm triggering you and that I'm being mean towards you, I apologize now, but I'm not, that's not my intention, is to hurt anybody, okay? That's not my intention. My intention is just to talk about what is happening and why and my opinion on it. Okay, so this next story that I want to talk about, this is a Connecticut high school girl. Connecticut high school girls file a lawsuit arguing that allowing transgender athletes to compete is a sexual discrimination. It's sex discrimination. That's exactly what it is. And the article goes on to say, and this is one of the girls that was referring in this story in Connecticut. Our dream is not to come in second or third place, but to win. Yes, these are young ladies. These are females that's going to grow up in high school, that's going to go on to college and become businesswomen, become doctors, become lawyers, become judges, become pilots, right? These are females that we're talking about that can do all of these wonderful different jobs, right? And I'm all for that. I'm all for women empowering themselves. Absolutely. I have no issues with it. I love a strong woman. They said what's happening to them is unfair. And they just want a fair chance. Right? They just want a fair chance. It goes on to say in the article, it must be three of them. It says the three are arguing that competing against a biological male athlete has denied them the chance to win medals and achieve scholarship opportunities. Now, the first thing that came to my mind with all of this was that you have the feminist group arguing and complaining that men get paid more, that men have more opportunities, that men are, you know, they get handed down stuff more than females. But here in this case, the feminist groups are silent. In this case, you have a man that's acting or a male acting like a woman, and they're embracing it. And then I'm demonized if I don't want to go along with the lie. This is the world we live in. And you can't sit there and tell me that this planet is not changing. Just 10 years ago, this was unheard of. Now, there was people 10 years ago, you know, dressing up and going out, acting, doing their thing or whatever. But it wasn't to this point. All this came about under the Obama administration, where they started pushing this whole agenda. And this is part of tearing down this nation. That's exactly what this is. This is part of tearing down the country. and they're doing it to our children. Now, where are the feminists? Again, I'm not being mean to anybody, but my God, where are the feminists at? That's the first thing that came to my mind when I read this. Now, this is the quote from the male, actually a male, but the female, okay? I mean, because they get mad at me if I don't call him or her. I'm not sure how that works, though. You know, because I'm not going to go along with the lie, but they get mad at me anyways because I don't go along with the lie. I mean, does it sound natural to you? Okay, anyways, this is what she said. I have faced discrimination in every aspect of my life and no longer want to remain silent, she goes on to say. I am a girl. I am a runner, she said. I participate in athletics just like my peers to excel. Well, for one, your peers are not actually women. The God made men just physically stronger. I mean, I'm not saying women aren't strong. It's just the way it is, right? God made air and we need to breathe it. That's just the way it is. I can't say I don't want to breathe air no more. You know how this is going to turn out. He goes on to say, or she goes on to say, that because they want to excel with their peers and find community and meaning in my life. This is what she said. I'm saying he because he's a he, and for those of you that want to go along with it, a she. I'm not going to go along with it. It's both unfair and painful that my victories have to be attacked and my hard work ignored. He, acting like a she, goes on to say. So basically he's performing in these athletic events against actual females and he's beating them. He's getting awards over them. He's getting medals over them. And he's upset because he's saying he's being attacked because they want the females that are in the participating want to participate against other women. This is the world we live in. How many of you are okay with this? I mean, women should be in the uproar. I have a daughter, and I wouldn't want her to have to go through this. Granted, my daughter's, you know, she's older, but so she doesn't have to deal with this. She's out of high school, but she doesn't have to deal with this. But what about the young women that we want to become doctors, that we want to become lawyers, fighter jet pilots? Yes, airline pilots. Captain of a ship, race car drivers. There's nothing wrong with women having these positions. But does that mean they have to compete at in the high school level against other males, knowing good and well that the male is physically already stronger? Now, how am I being hateful by talking about this? How am I being hateful by bringing this up? I'm not being hateful. This is what's happening. This is in Connecticut. The male, which is, you know, portraying to be a female, goes on to say, I will never stop being me. I'm going to repeat that. She goes on to say, I will never stop being me. I think you kind of have. She and her said in her statement, I will never stop running. I hope that the next generation of trans youth doesn't have to fight the fight that I have. I hope they can celebrate. I hope they can be celebrated when they succeed and not demonized. So they're saying, he's saying that he's being demonized because he's competing against females and winning. So he's being demonized. He goes on to say, for the next generation, I run for you. If this is the case, and you have people that's, you know, jumping in and they all want to support the whole trans movement, why not just create a trans team and have them compete against other trans? Is that an idea? I mean, would that fix the issue? You know, it's almost like the whole restroom thing, you know? If you have to have a special restroom, just why not just create the restroom? I mean, we're already spending how much dollars on everything else? Why not just do that? Claudia, thank you so much. I think I saw some other ones out here. I want to acknowledge it. Proud Patriot USA, I want you to see how bad transgenderism has gotten. Look at the Nail Rose in NEW Wrestling. Oh, I heard. I think I know what you're talking about. You would be shocked. If I'm not mistaken, you were talking, that's referring to how the male and the female was wrestling and end up putting the female in the hospital. And if this is the same story, the female says she's never experienced anything like it. End up putting her in the hospital. Now, I don't know if that was the exact same story, but there was a story where the female end up being put in the hospital from wrestling with a man because the man, or in this case, the man wanting to be the woman, or he said he was trans. I mean, my God, this is the world we live in. I mean, you know, it's one thing if I was saying, you know, oh, one day in the future, this is going to be happening, or if I was just making it up and then people would get mad at me saying, Will, you're not being real uniting. How am I being real uniting? Because, you know, uniting, talking about Unite America First, because we need to unite this country first. That's what that's about. It's not about your sexuality. I didn't want to unite America First under with people that have dreadlocks. That's not what it's about. I didn't want to unite America First with people that are men. That's not what it's about. It's about us being Americans. I don't need to know about your personal lifestyle. When you start telling me about your personal lifestyle, that's when you're kind of what you're looking at me like, oh, are you gonna make a comment? Are you gonna make a comment? Are you gonna make a comment? What do you have to say about my personal lifestyle? What do you have to say about that? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't need to know about your personal lifestyle. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe my thinking's wrong. It's none of my business. Okay. The next story I want to talk about, this one is about Blackburn. Blackburn is a congresswoman out of Tennessee. She's a senator, and she's a Republican, for those of you that don't know. Blackburn, she poses a bill to ban funding for states that give driver license to undocumented immigrants, people that are here unlawfully. Senator Marsha Blackburn announced in a conference call Wednesday that she was proposing a bill to block grants funding from the Department of Justice for local law enforcement in states with sanctuary policies that allow undocumented immigrants, people here unlawfully, to receive a driver's license. She says, and I quote, when I look at the situation we have with immigrants here in our country, I say let's leave the system in a better shape than we found it because the system is broken, end quote. She was basically echoing, and this is in the article, that the passing of the Real ID Act after 9/11, basically saying that after 9/11, we didn't know who the people were coming into the country. So they tried to put in extra measures to try to figure out what is going on. Now you have the Democrats that's wanting to reverse all of it and say that it's just all open. It's all free. It's all free. Just come on in. We don't care who you are or what your intentions are. Just come on in. And if you want to do something violent, we're going to put in policies to help you. This is the Democrat Party. This is the party that's running right now, the Socialist Communist Democrats right now that's running. Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Klobuchar. They all have this same idea that we need to have open borders. Except for I think Klobuchar did mention that she's kind of like, okay, maybe we need to have border security. But the rest of them, they just like, just, you know, open it up. No borders. And you know why, right? Because it goes down to the whole globalist system. They want to have a one world system. They want to have everyone just be able to walk through the door. And my main issue with that is because they want to make it to where anyone who comes into the country and break our laws, harm our citizens, just get off scot-free. There's nothing. So there's two states right now that I'm aware of that allow people that are here undocumented to get a driver license, and that is California and New York, and they happen to both be totally liberal. Maybe not totally, but there's still people there in both states that are conservatives. They still love this country and want to keep this country safe. So why should we be okay with it? Why should we be okay with it? Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to open up the phone lines here, and we're going to take some phone calls. But before we do that, here, let me go ahead and put the number on the screen. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and get the number on the screen if you want to call me and talk to me. If you're listening in, the number is 319-527-3453 if you're listening in on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, but before we get to that, I want to play something from Mr. Bloomberg. And this is Bloomberg coming out with statements that he made while he was mayor of New York. And a lot of people didn't, you know, they're not even aware. I heard about the story the other day, but I really didn't pay attention to it because I'm not really surprised because of who Bloomberg is. Bloomberg is a filthy rich billionaire, and he's running on a Democrat ticket. And I wouldn't put past him that he's, you know, totally racist. But anyways, let me play this video for you with Bloomberg. And just listen to it. Now, the audio in this first part of it is pretty bad, and it's a bad recording altogether. But just pay attention to what he's saying here, okay? Here we go.
95% of your murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 15 to 21.
That's Mike Bloomberg saying, quote, they are male, minority, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. He went on to say, quote, and the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the walls and frisk them. Bloomberg issued a statement Tuesday saying, quote, I inherited the police practice of stop and frisk, and as part of our effort to stop gun violence, it was overused. By the time I left office, I cut it back by 95%, but I should have done it faster and sooner. I regret that, and I have apologized.
So basically, he's apologizing for telling cops to take young black males and throw them up against the wall. Now, I'm sitting there looking at this video. I'm like, okay, so where did this come from? I'm like, I'm willing to bet the Trump administration, the Trump campaign didn't come out with this because, I mean, seriously, Bloomberg, I mean, really? Against President Trump? Yeah, no. So I got to thinking, where did this come from? Who dug this up? And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm willing to bet it was the Bernie Sanders camp, because Bernie Sanders has gone out and said that Bloomberg coming in with his billions of dollars trying to buy his way in to the Democrat policy or the Democrat election or the Democratic election. And Bernie Sanders is upset with him. You know, Bernie Sanders, a filthy rich millionaire, complaining about a billionaire. He's complaining because Bloomberg is paying his way in. And you know what it makes me think about? The same thing that happened to Bernie Sanders in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, because she shuffled money to the DNC. They knocked Bernie out. Bernie Sanders sees the same thing coming. So I'm willing to bet that the Bernie Sanders campaign found this information and they released it. They got it pushed out there. They got it pushed out there. Okay, so let me go back to the rest of this video here, so, and we'll talk about it. Listen to this.
Unquote. But Bloomberg did not just inherit Stop and Frisk. During his tenure as mayor, the use of the practice increased sevenfold. During his time in office, the New York police recorded over 5 million Stop and Frisks. The vast majority of those stopped were Black and Latino. As mayor of New York, Bloomberg long defended Stop and Frisk. This is Bloomberg speaking during a 2013 interview on WOR radio.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much.
I'm willing to bet Bernie Sanders found this and released it. Bernie Sanders camp. I'm willing to bet. Because the DNC, they don't like Bernie Sanders, but you know what? The DNC, they like Bloomberg. I think there was a post just the other day where Obama and Bloomberg was kind of getting cozy with one another. So, you know, if that's the case, the DNC, they would rather have Bloomberg. Why? Because Bernie Sanders is winning right now and American people are not going to go with a socialist. Bernie Sanders is not even a Democrat. That's why you hear a lot of people talking about he's a Democrat socialist, as if that makes it okay. A Democrat socialist does not make it okay. It doesn't make it better. See, they have it in their minds that they can do socialism better. You know, oh, Venezuela, they messed up. There was a mistake in Venezuela, but, oh, here we can do it better. Right. They say, here we can do it better. Okay. So like I said, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to call me, 319-527-3453. 319-527-3453. If you're listening, if you're watching, you can see it there on the screen. We can talk about any of the topics that we were, that I was just talking about, you know, the UK with Franklin Graham. We can talk about Blackburn, how the undocumented people are getting driver license. And in the state of California, once you get driver license, you are registered to vote. Or we can talk about the young girls in Connecticut that's having to perform against a biological male. Or we can talk about Bloomberg. Bloomberg, who is, you know, I think he's the choice and the favorite of the Democrat Party at this point. All right. Okay, here we go. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tina, and I'm calling from Florida.
You said Tina?
Yes.
How you doing? Thank you for calling me, Tina.
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I enjoy your show. I started watching you about a year ago. And I just want to call and say hey and thank you for all the good work you're doing and everywhere you're going. And I completely agree on Franklin Graham. He has purposely avoid controversy so that he can minister to people.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful man, and he does a lot for people in all countries. He's a brave man and a courageous man because he's not afraid to go into North Korea. So his character itself has already exceeded the characters of those that are putting him down. And I could go on about every single one of your topics, but I really wanted to call in, tell you that I appreciate you so much, and I'm going to let you get on to another caller.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye. So, you know, talking about the Franklin Graham, I was talking about this a year ago, actually more than a year ago, how the attack on Christianity is just going to increase. And if Pete Buttigieg becomes president, even Bernie Sanders, it's not just Pete Buttigieg. I know I'm referring to Pete Buttigieg because Pete Buttigieg wants to change what Christianity is, but Bernie Sanders, being a socialist that he is, he wants to change Christianity as well, if not just remove it altogether. I mean, I'm willing to bet that Bernie Sanders is probably, you know, he's probably a total atheist, you know. I'm willing to bet that he's a total atheist. So, if you want to call me, the number is 319-527-3453. I know YouTube has really been hitting my channel. They're not even allowing 3%, not even 3%, not even 1%. They're not even allowing 1% to get notifications. They are burying my videos. I actually did a little chat with one of them today with the YouTube support, and they pretty much just gave me the runaround, telling me, you know, just basically just, you know, kind of like, get over it, get over it. You know, and I've been doing enough videos to know when they're hitting my channel. And it's basically because someone at YouTube does not like my topics. All right. So let's go to the next phone call here. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from the pet man. He's a total hater.
Hello.
Hey, Will?
Yes. Turn your computer down.
Hey, Will.
Hello.
Oh, this is Myra. Hi, honey.
Hi.
listen, I'm trying to put into the chat that what I was trying to say about this real ID enforcement deadline thing for the driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this, update my registration on my vehicle. So in the envelope, when it came, there was this red card in there that said real ID enforcement deadline approaching. And I'd love to share that with your folks. it's specifically about the, concerning the, voter ID and what Marsha Blackburn is doing, if you don't mind.
Oh,
is
so
that okay?
I think, yeah, what she was referring to is that after, if I understand what you're asking me, that after 9/11, that's when they mm-hmm. were, the real ID kind of like came in, you know, into the forefront. And I mean, mm-hmm. we can go down the whole conspiracy theory or the whole reasons why they wanted to introduce the whole Real ID Act. But the point is that she was saying that after the 9/11 took mm-hmm. place, that they mm-hmm. wanted to create a system to try to protect Americans. And she's saying that the Real mm-hmm. ID was one of them. But now we have the Democrats that's doing just the opposite. Meaning they want to have open borders, and they don't know who's going to come into the country. I don't agree with the Real ID Act because I kind of have this opinion on that it's going to lead to something else.
Well, it goes into effect October 1st.
Yeah, and actually, I went to the airport when I was going to D.C., I had the TSA member. My driver license doesn't expire until 2022, but he was telling me that if I want to get on an airplane, before the end of this year, that I'm going to have to get my driver license renewed because of the real ID. So, yeah, it's well, right here. That's why a lot of this. Yeah. And I see, and the real ID is going to lead to the next thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it's going to lead to. If it helps to keep the bad guys out, I'm all for it. But I just want to share with you what's on this card. I don't know how many of the other listeners have received this, but it says that as of October the 1st, the Department of Homeland Security, Real ID, is going into effect. And on your driver's license, you must have a gold star. If you don't have a gold star, now this is whether your driver's license is up for renewal or not, you have to get your driver's license changed. And if your driver's license does not have an ID card, like some people don't have a driver's license, but they have an ID card. It has to have this gold star on it. Now, I get a little cringed when I see things have to have a certain mark on it. So I start thinking about, the sign of the belt, the mark of the beast. But anyway, if you have a driver's license and you haven't had a chance to get your driver's license changed, you must have a current passport or military ID. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. That is just to report what I know to be a fact and hold the document in my hand right now as I'm talking to you. So I don't know if your folks are aware of it. But this came with my vehicle registration.
I know what you're talking about. When I was in California, when I went to the DMV, they had signs everywhere telling the beginning of this year, 2020, that if you come in for a new driver license, it will be the real ID. Go ahead.
I don't need to get my driver's license renewed for two more years, but this came with my vehicle registration. Mm-hmm. You see that here,
I think they're wanting people to get on it as fast as possible. And I know what I was going to say in the state of California, that because they're pushing it, as soon as possible, they're telling people that in this year, 2020, that you won't be able to go into certain federal buildings. You won't be able to get on an airplane. You won't be able to go to certain venues unless you have it. So, like I said, when I was at the airport, the TSA, guy told me that I'm going to have to get the new ID, even though mine doesn't expire until 2022.
Right. Well, that's what it says on this card, that you won't be allowed to fly. Or my eyes are not the best, so, but I do. I do remember reading that you will not be able to fly. I don't know where it's all going. None of us know where it's all going.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not even sure where it's all going. On one hand, it's possibly good for the country. On the other hand, it's more control over us, and that I don't like at all. I mean, I was 26 years in the Air Force. I'm one of those pilots y'all were talking about. I'm an Air Force pilot. I'm retired now. But
thank you for your service.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm a woman. I'm a real woman.
And see, I like that. There's nothing, and that's absolutely awesome. You're a woman. You're in the military, and you have these males that's trying to remove the whole idea of an actual woman. I just don't understand it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So
it's so insulting. I can't even begin to tell you how insulting it is. I just want to smack him.
Yep.
Okay. I love it. God bless you.
Right.
And I hope to see you in Hershey next time president there. You take care. God bless you all. Hey, everybody.
God bless. Bye. So some people saying, I saw one person say a comment, said, what's the difference between the real ID and the regular ID? The regular ID is what we have now. The real ID has a chip in it, and it's going to have it to where it has more information about who you are. And the reason why I say and I suggest that it's going to lead to something else, and I do believe it's going to lead, and I could be wrong, but I believe it's going to lead to the mark of the beast. Or if not even saying the mark of the beast, is going to lead to a chip that they're going to use to track everyone. And that chip is already made. The chip is already sitting on the shelves. There's some companies within inside of the United States right now that is offering the chip to their employees. And when the employees get the chip, they get certain benefits. They get certain health benefits even. They get certain work privileges. So they're making it to where you're wanting to get it as much as possible. Okay, so let's go to the next one here. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Matthew from Florida.
Hey, Matthew, thank you for calling me.
Hey, I just wanted to get on the topic about the transgender athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first off, there are only two genders. There's only male and there's only female. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call because I really liked your idea about the separate sections for the sports. But then in the back of my mind, that got me thinking, it's a great idea, but there's this saying that keeps going through my mind. You give them an inch, they take a mile. And that's kind of... I mean, that's a left incarnate.
I'm agreeing with you. That's exactly what would happen.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate things. I mean, because it's obvious. I don't hate gay people. You know, blah blah blah, all that stuff. We're not hateful people. But it started with gay marriage, then it's the transgender nonsense. Then what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Just be happy with what you have. I mean, that can be said about a lot of things.
I completely
agree.
But that's exactly how it happens, right? You give them a little bit, give them an inch, then they go a mile, and then they want more than just a mile. They want so much. I mean, it's never going to end.
Yeah.
It's never going to end until they make it to where they what it is, they want to be like in society that, hey, this is the normal, natural thing, when it's not. It's 100% not the natural thing. Not at all. Not at all.
I agreed. And it's shown in history that I think it was the Greeks and other societies that did similar things like this. The outcome of it was that they collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
They instantly... Or maybe not instantly collapsed, but it collapsed over time. And you're right that this is the end times. And you said this too, and it is not the immediate end times, but we're getting close. And, I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've had people, even though I keep repeating it, people send me messages saying, Will, no one knows the day or the hour. And I say, I agree with you. No one knows the day or the hour, but the Bible is clear that we will see these events take place before that comes. And that's all I'm referring to.
No one should know the time or even worry about that. Just
thank you.
Do what you need to do. Be right with Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do good, people. Anyway, okay, one more thing. Everyone in the chat, go to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Give support to this beautiful man. Buy the T-shirts. I just bought my Get Over It. He's still your Trump is still your president shirt. They're amazing. They're comfortable. And you're awesome, Will.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. That means a lot.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you so much for that. Yes, absolutely. I have one on right now, the Vote Them Out, or Save America in 2020, Vote Them Out. So, okay. Should we keep going? Okay. I got a lot of shy people not wanting to call me. So we're live right now on DLive, and a lot of you may not know what DLive is. DLive, if you go to DLive.tv, DLive.tv. Actually, you know what? Let me see if I can put it up on the screen for those that don't know. And I'm going to show it to you because a lot of people, like, they hear me talk about it, but then they go, like, I really don't know what that is. So let me make sure it's muted here. Okay. So what it is, DLive.tv, for those of you that don't know, it is another like streaming platform. But on this streaming platform, you can make dollars just by watching. And here, I'm gonna make it big on the screen. You're going to see myself on the screen because I'm going to show my channel here. So we'll put my channel up here. And I'm going to kind of briefly go about what it's all about here. So it may look a little weird. So there's going to be an extra delay in the video, okay? So this is going to be kind of probably a little weird here. But here we go. Okay, so now... Yeah, you can see the delay there. It's, my voice is not on at all because I'm showing you the DLive channel here. And what you're seeing, actually, I'll make it a little bit smaller on the screen here so to make a little bit more sense so it doesn't look so crazy. Okay. So what you're seeing here, this is my DLive channel. And on the DLive channel here, you can see people on the side chatting here. Hello. You can see people chatting over here. And with people chatting over here on the right-hand side, they chat and they earn lemons themselves because they're watching and they're chatting. So everyone that's on here, thank you for being on here. This is a brand-new channel for me. You can see I have 10 wonderful people on here, 11 wonderful people on here right now. And they are chatting and on the right-hand side there. And then at the top here, it shows, you know, the lemons. And you can put lemons out here and you can share lemons. And right here in the middle of the screen here, you can see this is like a treasure chest. So I can take lemons and I can add them to the treasure chest. And then I can share the treasure chest with everyone that's on the chat here. Everyone... I think the way it works is that if you're in and you're participating and you're sharing the lemons yourself, you're sharing lemons, and then I can share lemons. And like I said, I periodically go in here and I will add lemons to the chest myself to build it up. So then that way, and then I share the lemons with everyone. The nice thing about it, like I said, you're watching it. And you're making money. And it's kind of weird the way they do it because you make the little money here and there. And because you're making money, it goes through Amazon. You can buy these lemons through Amazon. So you don't have to worry about like, oh, is this kind of like a scam or whatever? The first lemons I bought were through Amazon. So not that, you know, Amazon is like, oh, Amazon. Some people have their reservations about Amazon. And I understand that. You don't necessarily have to use Amazon, but I use the Amazon to get them. So you can make money. So if they remove me completely off of YouTube, I will be over there on DLive. If they remove me on the other platforms, I would be on DLive.tv/UAFN. That is the channel for me there on DLive. But besides that, I'm going to remain on YouTube as long as I can. I don't have a reason to leave YouTube, but YouTube is not even allowing 1% of the people to get a notification when I go live. YouTube's not a they're not even allowing 1% to get a notification when I upload a video. So I uploaded a video yesterday, and after 12 hours, that video still never even reached 1% of the people subscribed to my channel. And that brings me back to the point of, if someone at these tech companies don't like what I'm saying, why not leave it up to the people who subscribe to my channel? It's up to you if you want to watch. It's up to you if you want to tune in. It's up to you if you want to share. It's up to you if you want to sponsor my channel. So I'm doing everything I can to try to keep the channel going and try to keep as much up as possible. Okay. Looks like we got another phone call here. Let's go to it. Hello, which name are you calling from?
Tanya, Arkansas.
Tanya from Arkansas. I used to live in Arkansas, Tanya.
Well, good. It's a great place to live.
Thank you for calling me.
I'm calling. You're welcome. I'm calling to tell you thank you for all that you do. I will try to support you as much as I can. I have shared and liked as many videos as possible. And when you say the end times, I do believe what you're saying.
So why do you believe it? Is it because I'm pretty sure it's not because I'm saying it. What are you seeing that, you know, to get you to believe what I'm saying?
Because I've read the signs are there, things are getting worse.
Yeah.
And I believe it'll get a lot worse before the Lord does return. But we do need to teach our children the difference between right and wrong. And that is our right as Americans to teach our children that. And anything else should not be forced upon us.
Yes. Yeah. So you're seeing what I'm seeing. And you know what? There's many people seeing it, too. I mean, just look how we live in the world to where they demonize us for not going along with a lie. Did you ever think that
Correct.
You would live in a world like that?
No, I never thought I would live in a world that we live in today. And my biggest fear is the end days and the times that we are going to have to fight and be punished because we do not deny Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And Franklin Graham, you know, being banned from the UK, basically from going there, speaking about the word of God, should be a sign, a wake up call, because that's exactly what the left wants to bring here in this country. I mean, they've already made it to try to shut down conservatives from simply going to a venue and talking, you know, here in America. You know, the Hodge twins, are you familiar with them?
Yes.
When I was in D.C., I was having a conversation with them, and they mentioned to me that there are some places that won't even book them because they're Trump supporters, because they're conservative.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah,
I'm
like, they're comedians, right? They're just comedians. They're telling jokes. If you don't like what they're saying, you don't have to buy the ticket. If you don't like what they're saying, don't go watch them. But what happens, the left has it in their mind or their head that, oh, we need to shut them down, because we don't want anyone to hear them. And they're doing the same thing they're like doing to my channel, doing to other people. And it's really hurtful. And it just really confirms the times that we're living in to me.
Yes. And I mean, the plagues, the viruses.
Oh, yes. You know, I don't know if you saw it, but
that is.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I don't know if you saw it, but I put a video out there earlier today talking about, was, you know, just some of the information, because I don't have all the information. I'm not the CDC and I'm not the World Health Organization, but the information that I am privy to that I've found researching, I've made a video and put it out there saying that we just need to look into the information. This is some of the information, not all of it, and we need to prepare.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for all you do. God
Thank
bless.
You. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So we got some more callers in here. Let's go to them. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Bill. This is Lola.
Hello, Lola. Thank you for calling me.
I was wanting to tell you something. The other day I saw you on with a couple of gentlemen. One of them was with Black Lives Matters. And there was another dude there, and y'all were having this very best conversation I think I've ever heard people have. And what I wanted to tell you was, do you know J.C. Watts?
J.C. Watts?
Yeah, he was a House representative, one of the first Black African Americans. And the reason I'm telling you this, that Monday he launched a TV station, and it's directed to the Black community 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I was wondering if you would look him up and see what he's all about, and maybe you could connect with him. He's a very staunch Republican from Oklahoma who represented Oklahoma for a year in the House of Representatives, if I'm not mistaken, because I get the Congresses all mixed up and stuff. And I wanted to tell you that might be a good guy for you to connect with, because the show I saw you with the other day, which is from what I was reading about his show, is what he's looking for.
You know
what I mean?
I noticed after I did the interview with Diamond and Silk, and I did the interview with the guy from Black Lives Matter, and the other gentleman's name was Brandon Tatum. I noticed after I did those videos and did those interviews, not only here on YouTube and on Facebook, but other platforms, it's like they're trying to erase me now. It's like they're trying to say, oh, wait a minute, we can't have someone like this making the connection, having the open dialogue, having the discussion. Because having that discussion like that, we could resolve issues.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the best discussion I had ever heard on, you know, myself. And I've been around for a long time, and I really enjoyed the conversation.
I appreciate
it. And you know what was the best thing about it was nobody got mad. Nobody got mad at all or anything, you know what I mean? But this station I'm telling you about is a TV station that he's launched out of Florida.
Okay, what was his name again?
And it's directed at the Black community. His name is J.C. Watts.
J.C. Watts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And all you have to do is type him in, and he'll come up. Okay?
I'm going to make note of
That's what I wanted to tell you, and to tell you I've seen just about every show you've had today, and I enjoyed the four J's last night.
Oh, thank you.
That was a very good show, too, and stuff. And I wanted to tell you again that God loves you and we love you, okay?
Yes, thank you. God
and
bless you.
I will let you go, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so now I'm looking at it and I see J.C. Watts and I know exactly who she's talking about. So I'm going to have to look that up. I didn't know he was doing that. So I will reach out maybe. Not sure who J.C. Watts is, but the interview with Brandon Tatum and Aubrey was amazing. Thank you so much. Yes, it was amazing. And I think that's probably the reason why they're not allowing 1% to get a notification on my YouTube channel. I'm like, how I did something positive, right? Isn't that what we always hear, especially from the left, saying that we want equality. We want unity, right? We always hear that humanity. Well, I did an interview where I brought two sides together that disagree with one another and had a civil conversation. And as a result of me doing that, somebody doesn't like the fact that I did that. And I'm like, I can't be the first one to do such a thing, right? But someone doesn't like it. At least I thought it was positive. I thought it was absolutely a wonderful interview. You know, we had the disagreements, but we had civil conversation and we talked, we discussed issues. And when I'm on social media and I get so many wonderful people leave so many wonderful comments, and there's so many of them, I don't say too much about them. I don't, you know, every now and then I reply back and say, thank you for the kind words, but there's so many of them. But every now and then I get the hater, you know, to stick out. And because they're being nasty and stuff, I will address that person. And a lot of times I go back and forth with them, and then I'll do this one thing, and then they disappear. I say, why don't you come on with me and let's have the discussion? As soon as I say that, they stop talking to me. They start ignoring me. And they're like, I'm not going to let you make me look stupid. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, I never cursed you here. I never called you a name. I may say that you're confused XYZ, but I'm not mean towards you. I said, I would be the same way if you came on with me and talked to me. They don't want to talk anymore. So Aubrey, when he came on with me, I had much respect for him. I don't agree with his ideas, but I have respect that he came on with me to have the discussion. But somebody at the tech companies don't like it. I didn't curse him out. I didn't call him names. Isn't that what they want? So you give them what they want, and they're still not happy. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tina again. I had called in earlier from Florida.
Yes.
And I wanted to make a comment about J.C. Watts.
Okay.
So J.C. Watts was a congressman. He is a Republican. He was a Republican. He is a Baptist minister also, and he also was a college football star, maybe professional, and he's one of the best debaters I've ever heard in my life. I used to travel about 48 weeks out of the year, and I was sitting in a hotel watching C-SPAN and just flipped him on, and all of a sudden he was debating, and he is a wonderful man. And a very smart man. There is a lot of controversy that I was reading over him starting this the channel geared toward the Black American media. And I was shocked by it, but not shocked by it. The people were not mean about it. The controversy is that why are you separating yourself out? Why, isn't everybody trying to be together and inclusive? So I get that. I just don't completely agree with that. And only because I have great admiration for J.C. Watts that I think what he is trying to do is to be a voice and to give a voice. Because the average American people out here, we don't have a voice. And all of a sudden, your social media. Mm-hmm. So here we are in social media. I seen that interview you had with Diamond and Silk, loved it. And I seen the interview also with the two gentlemen the other night, and I loved it. And so here's what's happening. So now they're like, whoa, he's getting well known. We're going to have another voice out there happening. And they want to shut up our voice. They want to shut up the conservative voice. They want to shut up the Christian voice. They want to shut up any voice that doesn't allow them to control us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds radical, but don't ever think the government's whole job isn't trying to move toward controlling the people because they're smarter than us.
Yep.
Okay? So they think. But I do agree that if there is any way that you can get, go out and find that and see what that media is about, I believe that he's trying to change the media for America. And that's just my belief because I know so much about J.C. Watts and his history. So that's who she's talking about. And he is just
I actually looked him up and I know exactly who she's talking about. I've seen him multiple times. So I'm gonna reach out and maybe, if he's doing a broadcast for conservatives, and he wants to reach the Black community, maybe this is something that he might be happy with me working with him. So I don't know. We'll see.
I think he's trying to make this news station. Just like a lot of news stations,
mm-hmm.
he's going to talk about his idea of sports. He's going to talk about I think politics will come into it, even though it says that that they're going to try to make it a nonpartisan venue. I think what he's really trying to do is to, reach out to who does he know? He knows the Black community. That would be silly to think that he doesn't. And so therefore, he's trying to reach out to bring all voices in, because how can you change people's minds if you don't talk to them?
Yep, absolutely.
I got kind of passionate when I heard about that, and I thought, well, nobody's calling in. I'm calling back in.
Okay, well, cool. Thank you so much.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye. You know, there's probably for me, it's like a double negative, is because I am a Trump supporter and I am who I am, right? You can see, right? I've had people on the left tell me that I'm lost because I got off the plantation. So they said that I'm completely confused. I don't understand any longer. So, all right, we got another phone call I'm going to go to here in just a second. I see you there. Me doing these videos is how I try to keep the lights on. And with YouTube crushing me, with Facebook crushing me, I'm not sure exactly how long I'll be able to do it this way. I may just end up having to just go to my phone, and that's permitting I can keep my phone alive. It's pretty rough. So I'm either – things are going to have to really change dramatically. I'm praying that God is going to open a door, a pathway or something to where I can sustain and do for my family. People got to understand that. Okay. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mrs. G from Michigan. How are you, Will?
Good. Thank you for calling me.
Of course. I just want you to know we're always praying for you, covering you with scripture. You're one of our warriors out there. You say a lot what we're saying, and I thank you for that. And I just want you to know I am my Twitter account, I have had two. I have been suspended. They never give me reason. They say that I incite violence, which I never do. I love Jesus. I'm not going to do that. And they also accuse me of threatening, which I never do. And I just share the truth, and they don't like it. I share scripture. I pray for souls. They don't like it.
That's probably the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know what? This is America. Go move your platform. And I've told this to Twitter many times because I'm annoyed with it.
Mm.
I told them to go move their Twitter to some country where they can oppress people. But here in this country where my uncle's name is on the wall, my grandpa went to World War II 3 times, and he said, never let them take your first or your second, and never trust the commie. And here we are.
Yes.
Here we are.
Look at Virginia.
And I'm tired of it. Oh,
heard about Virginia. I mean, look.
I've done fasting and praying for Virginia,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And yes. Yeah. And it's getting ready to go to the Senate in Virginia because it hadn't passed completely. But guess who controls the Senate in Virginia? The Democrats.
Well, you know what? That guy, they're saying through the grapevine that the governor, he's satanic. Let's be honest. He's satanic.
I agree.
He's possessed with devils.
I agree.
And they're saying that he's a Chinese asset. We have a lot of those. Pompeo just called them all out, all the governors last week. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that, actually.
Yes, he called them out, and he even said, you know, you may think it's a luncheon, but then it's all these NGOs and all these, private funding people who are going to ask for favors. And he called them all out. He goes, we know who is involved already, which I'm sorry, Northam. He's like the poster child for that. You can tell they got something on him. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, of course, in better weather, when are you going to come to Michigan? And I'm talking about the east side of the state. My husband, he gets annoyed with me because I always tell him I'm going to wear my Jesus is Coming shirt and my MAGA stuff. And I can speak Arabic. Like I can say greetings.
Really?
Because I used to have a job. I used to have a job. Let me just tell you, I probably, let's just say I didn't see anything, but years ago, back in my old corporate days, I saw some things, and I was like, I had to tell the president some things, and he knows about it. And so with that said, I would love for you to come to Michigan with Laura Loomer and everyone who's been censored like me. And I think we should show them, you know, this is America. And I worked with Middle Easterners. I worked with immigration attorneys who fled Sharia law countries, and they would preach assimilation. You know, this is America. You have freedom here from that kind of evil. But then their children are being indoctrinated, and they forget that they came here for that freedom.
Yeah.
And then they want it here, and they want to impose it on us. And let me just tell you, I will die first.
Yeah. You know, it makes me think about the people that's upset with California, and then they leave California and move to places like Arizona, Texas.
In Texas.
And then they want to change. Yeah, then they want to change these states to reflect California. It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
I want to put something on the screen here. And if you're watching, it's probably delayed for you. So what I have on the screen right now, there's this, and I can't confirm or deny that this is an actual person from Asia, or it's an Asian person. But anyways, this person here, and I believe he has multiple accounts, this person here is posting videos on Twitter of black people beating up white people. And I can't understand why Twitter is allowing it, because if you put any videos out there with white people beating up black people, they automatically suspend your account. But he's putting, and these videos that he has out there, they're showing millions upon millions. One video had 9 million views of a black person beating up a white person. It's absolutely disgusting. And when your comment made me think about it, that they suspended you on Twitter, and if you're putting scripture on there, that's okay. And for Twitter, it's not okay, but putting videos of black people beating up white people is 100% okay on Twitter. It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
And it's because
of
Satan.
Well, it is Satan. And you know what? Also, look and see who Jack Dorsey hangs out with. He has photos with people who are okay with Sharia law. They're okay with pushing gay people off. They crack jokes and post about pushing gay people off buildings. That's disgusting. And they he also has photos of, you know, of very liberal progressive people. And I posted that scripture. I have it right here. And they took it off because I still can see my account. I just can't access it. I put scripture Matthew 18:6 as my like cover, and it says, "But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it is better to tie a millstone around their neck and tossed into the sea." That's the scripture I put in there because I'm sorry. I will protect a child. And right now our state is fighting child brides, and they keep it hidden. But there's many of us who are knocking the doors down of our AG, and we're saying not in our state. And I believe she's the same way. She may be a liberal, or they say she's a Democrat, but she is taking down anyone who hurts a child. So the east side of the state better get their act together, because our AG is coming for them. And there's not, I'm sorry, if you want to go and hurt a child, go back to your country.
I agree.
Not
I don't,
here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, there's yep. no excuse for someone harming a child. I mean, that
yep.
that's like the, I mean, I have no sympathy for someone
exactly.
who wants to hurt a child. I mean, there's
exactly. And really quick, I just want to say this before I go. I am not any kind of phobic. I used to work with Muslims. They were I worked for law firms, and they were Muslims. They would preach assimilation, and they would. I was a personal assistant to an immigration lawyer, and she would pray her prayer in her room. One time she even asked for me to pray. She goes, can you pray a Christian prayer with me? Because she was, you know, a little stressed about something. She did not get offended and start shaking and acting like the name of Jesus was going to, you know, hurt her. Because you know why? She loved America, number one. Number two, she fled Pakistan because of surreal law evil. Mm. And number three, she respected me as a person. So that all those radical extremists, all you see them over there, no, those are not the real American Muslims that I knew who assimilated, who are not into the child bride stuff. I met child brides who were former child brides. They escaped. I met people who escaped ISIS. And they don't want that evil here. They're voting for President Trump because they don't want that evil here because they know what it is. So that's who we need to reach. And if you ever want to go to the east side of the state, my husband won't like it. He says, don't go make trouble. He's the quiet, godly man. And he is, and I'm not. I'm like, let's expose it. Ephesians 5:11. And have nothing to do with it but expose it. That's my scripture, hardcore. And I can't help it. And I was born that way. I was the kindergartner that told all the kids that Santa Claus was their parents, and my mom got a phone call. I can't help it, Will. I can't help it. If I know something that is not right, and it's hard. Yes, yes. So I was born that way. But if you ever come to Michigan, please announce it. Let's go and show Jesus. They can't kick us out of Dearborn. My husband's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? I know some Arabic. I'm friends with Arab Middle Easterners who are assimilated and who don't want Sharia law here. There's people like that, but there's a lot of them are afraid. They're afraid because they get bullied. Did you see the recent video where this Jewish person had a question for that scoundrel Rashida Tlaib, and they grabbed him? This Jewish man, he had a question. He was respectful. They grabbed him and shot him out and physically removed him from his right, his American right, to ask her a question. And that's how they are, technology. Hmm. They don't like us. They bully us. I'm sure you've said, I've had people call me Nazis. I've had people call me care. I've tagged the UN and called them out on their mess. I told them they're satanic. Probably why Twitter doesn't let me have a. I'm just like, I'm sick of it. I have the right. If you're doing something evil, I get to call you out on it. And I can provide proof, but they don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. What's so if you're ever in Michigan, Will, we will welcome you. And I think we need to go over there and find the conservative Middle Easterners who need our support, and they're probably too scared. So not only our Latinos and our African-American siblings, we have some Middle Eastern siblings that I know who need our backing because they don't back up that psycho radical Islam. They don't. And that's who we need to find. And we need to unite because, remember, they want us divided. We're weaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, hugs. Have a great night and talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Of course. Bye.
Okay. I want to thank you, Mama T. I see you there on YouTube. Thank you so much. And no, NOYBS, thank you so much. I see you there as well. Okay. If you find it in your heart to support me, please do. I call you sponsors when you join on the YouTube channel, but so I don't call them subscribers or members. You're sponsors because you should sponsor the broadcast. So that's why I put out the videos and I do the broadcast for my sponsors and for everyone that's watching. I do special videos with inside the sponsorship as well. But you have to do it from a computer if you're wanting to be a sponsor. Let me say this one thing too. When I was talking about the coronavirus earlier, I wasn't saying it to be fear-mongering, not at all.
If you notice this whole video, I started off talking about it because a lot of people were saying this and that about the coronavirus and, well, you're fear-mongering. That's not it at all. Do your own research and prepare. And one of the best things you can do is you can get a food supply. And, yes, it is on my website, unitetobaccofirst.com. There's a link there. Or you can go directly to preparewithuaf.com. I can't even imagine if the coronavirus comes here in America like it is in China, they're going to shut down the grocery stores. They're going to shut down the grocery stores. They're going to shut them down. In China right now, people can't even go to work. One lady sent me a message saying that they tried to send 3,000 masks to China. As soon as the masks got there, they confiscated them. And then they handed them out to people that they say were high priority. Then they sent masks from Europe trying to go a different route, and those got there and they disappeared. So what's happening is that China, I don't believe, is being completely forward with the information. Thank you, Mama T. God bless you. I don't think they're being straightforward. But at the same time, regardless of all of that, because the U.S. military has set up 11 camps throughout the country in America waiting for it to come here and run rampant. Just get ready. Prepare. I'm pretty sure none of you think that you're going to get cut, but you probably have a Band-Aid in the cabinet. Preparewithuaf.com. 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 With that said, God bless. Good night.
This shirt, of course, you've seen this shirt. Get over it. Trump is your president. And, of course, all of the liberals hate this shirt because it's still a true fact. It is more likely going to be a fact in 2020. I guarantee it, actually, because so many people do not follow along what the Democrats are doing to us in this country. But you know what? I want to show you another shirt that I have, actually, on UniteAmericaFirst.com. Yes. MAGA country. You see that? MAGA country. Even President Trump talked about MAGA country. He said this is MAGA country. So if you like this shirt or this one, go over to UniteAmericaFirst.com and get it today. This is how you can help us make more of these videos and us engage with the leftists. We have to help each other as much as we can. And when you go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, that is one way that you can do it. But this is not the only one. That's not the only one. Another one that we have is this one. Come on, don't be shy. Yes, this one. Vote Dem Socialists out. Yes. Right now, this one really says a lot about who's in Congress. Bernie Sanders is trying to do all he can to become president. And I heard on Fox News, of all places, the other day that he is doing very well. He is even scaring the Democrat establishment. But we don't want socialism. Even President Trump said socialists will never, never control this country. So make sure that you can get one of these. Vote Dem Socialists out. Because we need to vote Dem Socialists out. Now, that's not the only one that I have on there. That's not the only one we have on there. I have another one that says Vote Dem Out. It actually says Save America in 2020. Vote Dem Out.
Come over here.
Because right now it's so important that we come together as Americans.
It's going to end in 30 seconds.
To fight this tyranny that the Democrats are going to.
Please, just hit.
So go over to UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Just click this here.
Support them. Start picking them up.
Yeah, right here. Just click that. Good team tech.
There it is. Look at
that. When I say mega country and then the thing of play.
Vote them out.
Then let's play the commercial.
And of course, vote them socialists out. Mega country, baby. Not.
Right. You always see news stories of long lines of people and
thousands of food.
You need to be a part of that chaos. And
it's
the possibility of having to deal with FEMA food lines. Those that know what's coming are using today to prepare. You should make a plan, too. Start by building with emergency food supply.
Now, I said it.
Nope. Yeah, wait until it finishes, though.
You can, too. They're experts in emergency preparedness and have guaranteed three-day delivery. Disasters won't wait, neither should you. This week, save $70 on a two-week emergency food kit when you go to my special website, preparewithuas.com. My Patriot Supply food kits last up to 25 years in storage, and they include breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order a few today and receive guaranteed two-day delivery discreetly to your door. Take action so you're ready for what's coming and save $70. Those that know what's coming are preparing. Go to preparewithuas.com. Preparewithuas.com.
Let it disappear. Just wait. Don't hit it yet because it's still going over here. It will kill it over here.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you've ended it here, and that's so lonely.
Yeah, but if you hit it there, it's going to send that signal and kill this.
I don't know that.
You can do it now, I think, because it's done on D-Lock. It should be okay. That's right. Go ahead. We'll see. See how it just killed it?
No. Still said, oh, right there.